So today I thought we'd give Chris a call at Bayview Bait and Tackle and do our weekly check-in. I heard just in general the weather has not been cooperating too well with the fishermen, but some fishing reports still coming in from around Little Bay to Knock and the general area. So let's see what Chris has to say. Let's dial him up here at Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone.
Bayview Bait.
Chris Adam from the Outdoor Show. How are you doing?
So far, so good.
So far, so good with the cooler weather?
Well, I mean, we're just hanging in here. It's pretty quiet right now with all the wind we've been having.
Yeah, it's been pretty rough. I know, especially, I read the marine forecast for Fairport. It's been brutal.
Yeah, been pretty tough here the last week and a half now. Lots of wind. So it's kind of cutting down on the numbers of folks we're seeing.
So I'm assuming, you know, with the nicer weather in the forecast, actually a very long-range forecast, nice weather is coming our way, it looks like. Are you anticipating things will pick back up?
I would assume so. If anything, the walleye fishing has been slowly getting better in the bay here. Perch fishing has been good. Pike fishing always usually picks up here right around the first part of September, too. So we'll just kind of have to wait and see how it goes.
Now, have you heard anything that's working better than another for the walleye? I mean, walleye fishing generally just is starting to pick up this time of year. Am I right?
Usually earlier in August, you know, the first part of the month is usually when things start picking up.
Okay.
The few reports I'm getting, I'm hearing more people that are getting fish in the bay, nice eating-sized fish for the most part, upper bay and lower bay. The guys that are traveling out to the shoal areas, though, have been doing really well trolling crankbaits for suspended fish out like in 11-foot shoal.
Okay.
Annapolis Shoals. Had a local walleye tournament here over the weekend, and the guys did really well with that. And it sounded like a number of people were also fishing, like between Ford River and Cedar River too. And that's a pretty traditional area for this time of year for guys to start getting on some fish too. Mostly pulling crankbaits, but they're getting a few on crawler harnesses too down there.
Are you talking mostly planer boards or?
Yeah. You can spread out your presentation a little bit more. You know, usually you got at least two people in a boat, so you get your six lines in the water. You want to have at least a couple of boards out on each side.
So is there any colors that were working better for the walleye?
If I had to pick one with the crankbait, it seems like anything gold has been working pretty well lately.
Is that because of the cloudy weather, you think?
I don't know. It's fishing. Who knows why they do what they do? And normally I'll tell people, just throw an assortment out there and let the fish tell you what they want. Well, apparently guys have figured that the fish want gold right now.
Okay.
I don't ask why. I just try to feed it to them.
That's what they want. That's what they buy. And we will continue talking with Chris in our next outdoor report and switch over to the salmon fishing. See what he's been hearing. See if those fish are still showing up just outside of the Escanaba Harbor and if the weather has permitted fishermen to get there. So stay tuned for part two in our next outdoor report later this hour. Thanks for listening today to The Outdoor Show.